In Skagit County, revenue from timber harvest supports basic services like fire, police, and forest recreation. Skagit gets around $10 million annually. Kendra Smith is a consultant for Skagit County on forestry issues. She says those services will suffer if there are fewer harvests, for instance, recreation on state lands.
So you stop harvesting, you know, and you don't have that money coming in. You don't have your trailheads. Think of this. Think of people without porta potties out there. Think of people parking their cars everywhere. They already don't have enough in their management budget.
Smith says she wants the Board of Natural Resources, which approves timber sales, to study the consequences of harvesting fewer trees. The board is currently undergoing a review of stopping harvests on trees older than 1900. Timber plays a role in many rural communities across Washington, including the city of Forks on the Olympic Peninsula. Rod Fleck, city planner and attorney for Forks, says the timber industry has taken hits already in town.
We lost two mill operations in about 7 years ago that were, when those closed, 85 to 95% of our manufacturing sector of the census, over 100 and some odd jobs were lost with the closure of those mills.
Clallam County, where Forks is located, has higher poverty rates and lower median income than the state average. According to the most recent census data, over 13% of the county population were in poverty, compared to 9% statewide. Fleck has been strident in his defense of harvesting timber, as the revenue generated supports government services in Forks. Fleck says the Department of Natural Resources Habitat Conservation Plan ensures revenue for communities across Washington, so he wants the department to stick to it. He takes issue with conservation groups trying to protect more forest area from harvest.
That was the agreement. That was a fixed point in time. Those are the, you know, the hard and fast rules, and so now we're talking about something different.
While a number of people across the state want to protect older forests, those in rural communities fear what will happen to the services they need if timber harvests decline. I'm Lauren Gallup.